Squawk! Not all women are like that. Squawk! Not all women are like that. Squawk!
Woman.
Squawk!
She has a
not all women are like that. Squawk!
For her, blah blah blah, and she went and got herself knocked up at a prison.
Of course she did. And that's why women like jobs like being a prison guard, because it puts them in the proximity of the type of men they want to fuck and be impregnated by.
Like, that is some epic
mating strategy. Have sex with a criminal and have your husband, boyfriend, whatever this loser is, raise the fucking child for you. Oh, it's so brilliant. Because see, this, my friends, this is because women are so compassionate and they're so caring. See, that's why women cuck their husbands, because of how compassionate and caring they are. And if only women ran the world, see, there'd be no more wars and no more violence, and there'd be fairness and diversity and tolerance, and everything would be wonderful, because women are just such wonderful, caring, compassionate creatures.
The most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Well, we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people, and gosh,
society's getting worse. Wow, imagine that. When you subsidize single mothers, society gets worse. Wow, who saw that coming?
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Yes, they do. Get your bitch ass in the kitchen.
I have one simple question.
Take off the shoes. What's your question?
Why is it?
Why?
Nearly 100%.
No, it's 100%. There's no unicorns.
Why is it nearly 100%?
100%
of the feminist careers.
Their careers.
My tax dollars to subsidize.
Because women can't create anything anybody wants. The only thing a woman can create that anybody wants is a fucking baby. That's it. That's the one thing women don't want to do until they're 43. And then they go on the fucking dating sites and like, I'm 43 years old and I've been focused on my career and now I'm ready to start a family. Oh, show now, show. Oh, sweetheart, you're 40 fucking three. No one wants to make a baby with you.
Single moms are tough.
Oh, they're tough. Oh, strong, independent.
No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
No.
It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Yeah. I don't know if I've told you guys this story. I got stood up by a chick in Fort Collins. Actually, I got stood up by two chicks. Make me a pie!
What? What are you calling a bitch?
You, bitch.
You, bitch! God damn! What's up, bitches? Alright. Took a swig of the coffee there. Let's get things kicked off. You saw the title. You know what you're here for. There's no reason for us to fuck around. Like, let's get right fucking into it. If you're new to the podcast, let me explain how this works. These are letters I am reading, letters seeking advice written into E. Jean. What the fuck is her name? E. Jean, not Lewis. It doesn't matter. E. Jean, the advice columnist, used to be with Elle magazine until they fired her ass. I have not read these ahead of time. I do not know what's coming. That's what she said. All right. That's all you need to know. Here we go. Need a pencil? Need ink? There we go. All right. Dear E. Jean, do you believe it's necessary to forgive an injustice, no matter how angry you are, to be healthy? Women, I don't think women, no, women don't forgive injustice. I don't for a minute believe that any woman has ever forgiven anything of anyone that's ever been done to her, especially when women think that everything in the entire world is something being done to them, right? They're constantly oppressed. They're constantly harassed. They're constantly sexually harassed. They're constantly raped. Man, there's sunlight's coming in. I can see all the dust on my microphone stand. That's kind of gross. Everything is a fucking injustice if you're a woman. And women are incapable of letting any of that go and moving on. Because being a victim is how a woman gets power. That is the source of her power. Oh, I have been raped. Feel sorry for me. Give me sympathy. Oh, I had sex with a prisoner at the prison where I work. Raise his baby for me. You're right. Everything in a woman's life is about her being a victim, and that's how she gets access to resources. You know, now there was a time when women got access to resources by trading sex for resources. It was called marriage. But we still have that in name, but we don't really have that in form. Dear E. Jean. Yes, it was that one was that short. That's what she said. Dear E. Jean. One of my close friends, women do not have friends. It's impossible for women to be friends with each other because women hate other women. Dear Eugene, one of my close friends takes amazing pictures. Of course she does. I'm sure she's strong, she's independent, she's talented. One of my close friends takes amazing pictures of herself. Yes, because if you've looked at any woman's social media, all you see is pictures of her, because that's what social media is, right? Social media is a woman advertising her sexual availability so that when she has the opportunity to have sex with a prisoner and give birth to his child and have another man raise it for him, she will be able to get access to the prisoner so she can get impregnated. Or she will be able to get access to the pox so she can get impregnated. Or she will be able to get access to the drug dealer so she can get impregnated. And then so she can go get a man who has a job and who is a beta male and is too stupid to know what's going on because he thinks he got himself a unicorn. She can get him to raise the child. So yes, women are very good at objectifying themselves. Women are excellent at taking pictures of themselves. Women are fantastic, absolutely fantastic at objectifying themselves. They do it like professionals. I could not objectify a woman the way a woman can objectify herself if I tried. Mostly because I don't have enough time to pay that much attention to any woman, as much attention as women pay to themselves when they're taking their fucking selfies. You ever seen a chick taking selfies when she doesn't know you're looking? She's there, she takes the shot, and then she looks at it, and she takes another shot, and she looks at it, and she like kind of adjusts herself, and she puts the camera up a little bit higher, and you see her suck her gut in, and she takes another shot, and she looks at it, and she turns a little bit. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. They know how to sell themselves. That's what they're doing. They're selling themselves. They are objectifying themselves. And they sit there and go, men are objectifying women. Sweetheart, you're the one who's putting all of these product photos on your Instagram stream showing off your titties and your ass, okay? You're objectifying yourself. Why don't you shut the fuck up? One of my close friends takes amazing pictures of herself. As long as she looks good, she doesn't seem to care that everybody else looks like overexposed blobs with eyeballs. So see, here's this woman complaining that her friend is taking pictures where her friend looks good, but she doesn't look good. The complaint is, my friend is taking these pictures and she is objectifying herself, but she's not objectifying the rest of us as well as she's objectifying herself. My friend takes these good pictures and she looks good in the pictures, but I don't look that good. Well, sweetheart, number one, maybe you need to lose some weight. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe the reason you look like an overexposed blob is because you're a blob. Maybe the reason you're a blob is because you're fat. How many donuts do you eat in a given day? When you step onto a scale, assuming you can see the scale when you look down and you're standing on it, what are the numbers that appear on the scale? How long is your hair? Okay? My friend takes pictures and I don't look good in the pictures. See how selfless women are? Women always think about other people, not like men. Men only think about themselves, right? That's why you see this plethora of men running around complaining about, oh, my friend Bob took a picture of us and he looked better than I did in that picture. Because we men, we're so selfish. All we think about is ourselves, right? That's it. But women, they're just so selfless and so giving, so altruistic and compassionate, and they're all just working together. They understand the value of teamwork and forming a community. Oh, it's a community. As long as she looks good, she doesn't seem to care that everyone else looks like overexposed blobs with eyeballs. And that photo with me looking sweaty and short, it's definitely ending up on her Instagram. How do I deal with it? There's a photo in which you look sweaty and short. Okay, first of all, you're probably short. That might be why you look short. And she's sweaty. Let's assume for just one brief fucking moment, let's assume that this woman actually is sweaty. Well, I mean, she could be sweaty if she's just been fucked by a prisoner. That would get her worked up. That would get her sweaty. But let's just go out on a limb here. Let's assume that maybe she's sweaty because she just ran, you know, a mile or something. That'd be a stretch for most women. Man, somebody, one of the listeners, I got so much listener email. I know everyone says that. Once again, the reason I have so much listener emails is because I've been sitting on it for like 5 years now. Fairly recently, somebody sent me a link to a website that compares female athletes to high school boys. Like as far as how fast they can run 100 meters or whatever. And boy, you want to talk, I got to talk about this website because you want to talk about something that is embarrassing to women. When you look at this and you realize that athletically, you know, quote unquote, grown women who have been training for years and are at the peak of their athletic ability are athletically equivalent to 14 and 15 year old high school boys. So let's assume that this woman was actually sweaty for some kind of good reason. She just worked out or something. So your friend took this picture in which you look short and sweaty, and it might end up on Instagram. So in other words, the problem here is that this photo does not lie about who and what you are. The photo actually accurately portrays you as having sweat on your body, because God knows we wouldn't want anyone to see you with sweat on your body, right? You want to maintain the illusion that you're some kind of, what, princess or something who never sweats? I mean, I was going to say something and I started, maybe I'm like, say, some men would actually be attracted to a woman who is capable of doing enough physical work that she would break a sweat. It may be hard for you to believe because I know you're looking for some man who's just going to fucking impregnate you and then let the baby be raised by somebody else and you don't have to lift a finger. So essentially you're pissed off because this photograph is not false advertising. In the photograph, it shows that you can sweat. You have sweat glands. You're like a human. like a human and say you were a human, you're a woman, okay? It's kind of like being a Jew. You're not really a human, but you look like a human, but you're not. So you sweat and you're short. That's you. That's the real thing. Remember, women are honest. That's women are so honest. You know, men lie all the time. Men are always lying to women to try to get women to have sex with them. Because, you know, that's the only thing men ever think about is having sex with women. Every moment of their life, they're really just, all they're thinking about is having, right now, I'm just thinking about how much I want to have sex with women, right? And then after this, I'm going to play some Star Wars. I'm going to sit there and think about how much I want to have sex with women. Then I'm going to do some dishes and a little housework, do some cleaning up and shit. All the whole time, I'm just going to be thinking about how much I want to have sex with women and how many lies, how many, just the lies that I would tell. Oh, my God, I just lie as much as necessary to have sex with these women. But see, women are so honest, especially on their Instagram feed, right? There is no place in the world where you can see the honesty of women on display like when you look at their Instagram feeds. That is exactly what those women look like, and that's their automobile, and they're not over in Saudi Arabia because some man paid them to come over there so that he could have anal sex with them. No, no, no. That is the truth of who those women are. That is their true self. That is their inner beauty shining through that Instagram picture, which was the 13th photograph she took in a 30-second time frame and then put two filters on it. That is the true her, because women are so honest. Dear E. Jean, one thing I've adored about my husband. Okay, so let's make a prediction. This letter is going to be asking for advice for something because her husband is some kind of problem. One thing I've adored about my husband, because whenever a woman's like, oh, my husband, I adore my husband, you know that there's a but coming. There's always a but coming. There's also a prisoner coming. The prisoner is coming inside of her, and then she goes home to the husband, who's adorable, but, you know, whatever it is, and then, of course, the adorable but husband raises the prisoner's child, because that's epic mating strategy. When in fact, epic mating strategy, here's what is really epic mating strategy. Epic mating strategy would be powerful men having harems of women who are physically attractive and impregnating those women and having the children and having the money to pay for the children and raise them so they're not raised by single mothers and turn into school shooters. And then all of the retarded, the ugly, the fat, the genetically broken, the men and women, none of them reproduce and their DNA gets removed from the gene pool. That would be epic mating strategy, okay? Epic mating strategy would be if the Wuhan vax actually did sterilize everyone who got it, because that would instantly remove all the low IQ DNA from the gene pool. That would be epic mating strategy. Dear E. Jean, one thing I've adored about my husband from the start is that he likes women. Oh my God. Hold on. I need a moment here. And yes, I am rubbing lotion on my hands. I'm not rubbing lotion on something else. My hands are dry because you see, I've been working for a living because I'm not a woman. I can't just set up an Instagram account and OnlyFans and have beta males send me money. Because I'm on the internet being so honest about what I look like and who I am. Okay. One thing I've adored about my husband from the start is that he likes women and not in a ladies' man kind of way. Not only does he relate to the women in his family, beta male. He genuinely understands women. No, I'm pretty sure he doesn't, because those of us who genuinely understand women are not anything like... Those of us who understand women don't get married. So no, what you're saying is that he's a beta male. He definitely does not understand women. And women like him, too. He's extremely charming, chivalrous, intelligent. No, you can't be chivalrous and intelligent at the same time. Those two things don't go together. He's extremely charming, chivalrous, intelligent, and good-looking in a young Hugh Grant way. Now remember, what's really going on here is that she's married this man. So now, before she tells us what's wrong with him, she's got to build him up. Because no woman wants to admit, well, I married a fat, out of shape, unintelligent guy with a dead-end job who's overweight. Right? Every woman wants to present the idea that she married some man that's worth marrying. Because every woman thinks she's worth all that. Every woman thinks she's a catch. And so she wants everyone to think the man who married her is so great that he's worthy of her, right up until the moment that he's not good enough anymore, and then she divorces him, and then she tells everybody what a piece of shit he was, and she completely forgets about the part where she agreed to marry him. Because women cannot be held accountable for any decisions they make in their lives, which is why they should not be allowed to vote, sign contracts, or have jobs. As for me, remember Marina Loy in The Thin Man? No, but whatever. Why don't you use a Harry Potter analogy? Then we would all understand it, because that's the only, women, everything has to be either dogs or Harry Potter. Her husband, Nick, is consoling a bereft young woman in an embrace when Nora walks in. You expect her to pitch a fit, but instead she wrinkles her nose at him and offers the young woman a drink. Well, that's me. So I think what she's saying is that her husband consoles, all right? And maybe, we'll keep reading. We got two more paragraphs. Maybe this man is smarter than I think he am. Than I think he is. Let's use almost correct English and grammar, shall we? Maybe this man is smarter than I think he is. Maybe he's fucking these other women and she's not smart enough to know it. Let's find out. Here's my problem. Okay, sweetheart, whatever you're about to write, I guarantee you that's not your problem. I can tell you what your problem is. Your problem is that you're a woman and that you're insane and you don't have any self-awareness and you can't stop objectifying yourself and you think that you should never be held accountable for any of your actions and you think there should never be consequences due to your choices, your decisions, your indecisions. That's your fucking problem. I don't know what you're about to write, but I promise you that is not your problem. I have identified your problem for you. Here is my problem. Women hang all over my husband. Well, but see, that's because women care so much about other women. It's because women are so compassionate and caring, and they form these communities, right? And women all support each other. Women care about each other and love each other and support each other. And all of this mythology about how women backstab each other and how women are competing for men. See, all of that was created by the patriarchy as like a disinformation campaign about women. See, none of that is actually true. Women never, never get catty with each other. Women never fuck other women's husbands. You know, women never gossip about other women behind their backs. Women never stab each other in the back when no one's looking. None of that stuff ever happens. Women hang all over my husband. even when I'm standing right there. That's because they know they can shit right in your face and there's nothing you're going to do about it. That's because other women hate you. Because women hate other women. At parties, at work, on the street. I'm still leaning towards the possibility this guy might be a player. They just come up and hit on him. All right. See, now, this is another one. I don't know. Is she exaggerating because she wants everyone to think she's got a great husband that's so amazing that all these women are trying to hit on him? Or is he really getting hit on by all these women? And if he is, for the love of God, I hope he's banging the hot ones. I really hope that he's just pretending to be a beta male while he's stashing money away. We work at the same company, but in different departments. And it's beginning to really bug me. Now, hold on, sweetheart. These women, they just want to be part of the community. Aren't you women all a community? You can't get upset these women are hitting on your husband. I mean, these women can do whatever they want. Okay, they're strong, they're independent. If they want to use their body to hit on your husband, you cannot tell those women what to do with their bodies. They are strong and independent. You need to stop oppressing these strong, independent girl bosses. He handles it as he always has. He's not flirtatious. He's polite and pleasant with a wry sense of humor. I've asked him to try to control it, but he thinks I'm being ridiculous. Try to control what? His sense of humor? Or try to control women hitting on him? He can't tell women what to do with their bodies either. Why? See, once again, here we go. This is women. You need to control these other people. Whoa, whoa. Slow your little totalitarian ass bitch down. Just shut the fuck up about controlling other people's body. But women can't stop. Women, literally Hitler, cannot stop the need to control other people. You're going to tell your husband that he needs to control other women hitting on him. Sweetheart, you're the girl boss. Why don't you control the women hitting on your husband if it bothers you so fucking much? It's not his place to tell women what they can and cannot do. That's the patriarchy. Oh, this gets even funnier. Why would anyone dangle herself in front of him? Question mark. Okay, you just said yourself, these are your words, not mine. I can't verify them. You wrote, he, your husband, is extremely charming, chivalrous, intelligent, and good-looking. Two paragraphs later, you ask the question, why would anyone dangle herself in front of him? Sweetheart, you married him. That's kind of the ultimate dangling yourself in front of him. Why did you dangle yourself in front of him, you stupid fucking whore? Because you wanted his cock and you wanted his resources. Why would anyone dangle herself in front of him? Because they want his cock and they want his resources and they want his attention. Because attention is currency in the girl world. And this is what I'm talking about, as I've been saying for how many thousands of fucking years now, it just feels like thousands of years, women do not have self-awareness. None. She has no idea why other women would dangle themselves in front of her extremely charming, chivalrous, intelligent, and good-looking husband. She has no idea. She can't figure it out. She has no clue what those women want. God damn, you bitches are stupid. Why would anyone dangle herself in front of him? I'm not talking subtle. I'm talking blatant! Exclamation mark. I know the man can't help being catnip, but I want to kitty claw these heinous women. She hates other women, guys. She hates the other women who are hitting on her charming, chivalrous, intelligent, good-looking husband. And she can't figure out why they're doing it. As that's not an option, what do I say to these females? You don't, sweetheart, you don't say anything. It's not your business. You do not tell women what to do with their bodies. They are strong, independent, girl boss. Yeah, that there's your... Just shut up. Shut up and deal with it. Hopefully, which is not a process, hopefully this man is banging some of these chicks. If he's not, he's fucking dumb. Because I sure as hell would be. Dear E. Jean, I have a wonderful... Okay. We already know, the problem is... And so on that one, the problem wasn't her husband. It was other women. And they're every... I wonder, God. You know, sometimes I wish I would have kept all these, because after I do these, I throw them away. Go back and find out, like, in how many of these things is the problem either... Well, no, never mind. That's a stupid. I was going to say, how many times is the problem either the man she's dating... or married to or whatever. You know, the problem is either the man she's fucking or other women. But then I realized that yes, in for women, that actually is. Every problem in a woman's life, I get, she will trace it back, not to herself, because no woman has ever been responsible for her own problems. Every problem in any woman's life traces back to either the man who's fucking her or other women. Not once in a woman's life has she ever said, man, this thing in my life, this is really fucked up and this is entirely my fault. No woman's ever done that. All right, so anyway, let's find out what's wrong with this woman's husband. Dear E. Jean, I have a wonderful, intelligent, funny, caring fiance. Oh, guys, he's not the husband yet. So let's find out what's wrong with this man that she's about to marry of her own choice, right? The patriarchy is not forcing her to marry this man, okay? She's strong, independent, girl boss. She can do what she wants. You cannot tell her what to do with her body. So let's find out what's wrong with the man she's about to marry. I have a wonderful, intelligent, funny, caring fiancé. He's the life of every dinner party, and when I'm working late, he makes supper and greets me with a glass of wine. Yes, he's making supper because you're working late, because your career is more important than your fiancé. Girl boss. He takes me on impromptu adventures, writes the sweetest thank you notes to my grandma, and gives me daily back rubs. Okay. Me, question mark. I'm intelligent, quite pretty, mostly witty, rather successful, and according to this description, a tad arrogant, apparently. Now, you mean, I'm intelligent, pretty, witty, successful. Oh my goodness. Oh, she's so girl boss. I've done very well with men. Okay, that means she's had miles and miles and miles of cock run through her. I've done very well with men. Oh, wait, it gets better. I've done very well with men, but I've never really cared for someone until I met this man 3 years ago. So that means all the sex you had before that was just you being a slut. You didn't care about any of the men. You were just getting railed. Wow, boy, your pedigree is looking awesome here, sweetheart. So basically, you were a slut. I didn't really care about any of these guys that railed me. I just wanted some cock inside me. I just wanted sperm shot up in my vajayjay. I didn't have any emotional attachment to all these men who were fucking me, all the Tyrones and the Pedros and the Kevins and the prisoners and the drug dealers. I had no attachment to them at all emotionally. I didn't even like them. Hell, half of them I didn't have their names. I just needed to get railed. But now I got this wonderful man who's just intelligent and wonderful and funny and caring. And now I actually care about him. But we're still getting to the part where I'm going to tell you what's wrong with him. All right, here we go. Last paragraph. So I have a wonderful boyfriend. Wait, is he your boyfriend or your fiancé? Or is you have a boyfriend and a fiancé? So I have a wonderful boyfriend. All right, I just read ahead. Oh, God. All right, here we go, guys. So I have a wonderful boyfriend, and I no longer find him attractive. So he's wonderful, intelligent, funny, and caring, but she no longer finds him attractive. You know why? Because he's not railing her in the ass while he's selling drugs on his cell phone. You're no longer attracted to him, my dear, because he's wonderful, intelligent, funny, and caring. That's not what women are attracted to, especially the caring part. Women do not want men who care for them. Women want men who treat them like shit. This is why women hook up with men and stay married to men and date men who beat them and abuse their children and are criminals. This is why women get impregnated by prisoners. Women are not interested in men who are caring. This is not to be confused with providing resources for them. Yes, women want men who will provide them with resources. Okay? But women are not interested in men who are caring. You are not attracted to this intelligent, wonderful, funny, caring man because he's intelligent, wonderful, funny, and caring. Those are not the things you want. You want cock. You want sperm shot inside you. You want your body to be controlled. And you want resources. So I have a wonderful boyfriend, and I no longer find him attractive. I'm not sure what happened. The passion just fizzled. So I just explained what happened. You got tired of being fucked by the same guy. You spent however many years of your life being fucked and railed by all these different men, and now you spent 3 years being fucked by the same guy. You've lost interest because you're a whore. You're a slut. I dread going to bed every night. What do I do? I love him! Exclamation mark. No, you don't. You just said you don't find him attractive. Why would you love him if you don't find him attractive? How stupid are women? That's a rhetorical question. I don't need you to answer it. We know the answer. We're experiencing it right now. I don't want to break up, and I don't want to break his heart, but I also want to enjoy sex. Sweetheart, you're a woman. Women do not enjoy sex. Sex is not something women enjoy. Sex is something they use as a tool to get attention and resources from men. The closest you ever came to enjoying sex was when some drug dealer was railing you in the ass while selling drugs on his cell phone. Okay? And even then, you weren't enjoying the sex, you are enjoying the fact that you temporarily had the attention of a man that you perceived as being a powerful, strong, independent alpha male. P.S. Please do not suggest sexy lingerie or role play. I need a longer term solution. Who the fuck is texting me? Let me see if it's important. Let me see if it's some woman asking for advice. No, but it is a chick. It's an Instagram thought. Hey, look at that. Who knew? Now, let's look at this for a second. So she is not attracted to him. She hasn't said, notice how she hasn't said a word about him. In the sense of, okay, she's told us, I'm not attracted to my fiancé, this guy I'm going to marry. I'm not attracted to him, but I'm still going to marry him because I can then divorce him and get half of everything that he used to own. She says she's not attracted to him. Notice she hasn't said anything about whether or not he's attracted to her. Then she says, please do not suggest sexy lingerie because my God knows we wouldn't want a woman to look attractive for her man. We can't have that. Or role play. Okay, but if you are not attracted to him, you putting on sexy lingerie or doing role playing isn't going to fix that. If he was not attracted to you, okay, if you lost some weight, grew your hair out, and put on some sexy lingerie, he might be attracted to you subsequently as a result of those things. But the problem is, we know nothing about his state of attraction or non-attraction to you. All we know about is you. Because you're a woman, you don't understand that other people exist, much less do you care about them because women are so compassionate. I mean, she just has no idea what's going on. How would you putting on sexy lingerie make you more attracted to him? Do you even understand what's happening here? I don't think she does. So, sweetheart, here's your answer. Here's what you need to do. You need to go and you need to just tell the guy, I'm not attracted to you anymore, and we need to not get married. But to do that, however, would require you to care about another human, maybe not more than you care about yourself, but at least equally. For you to care about this man enough not to trap him into a marriage with a woman who is not attracted to him. You would actually have to care about another human, which is what you women all claim. You're always going on, how compassionate you are, how altruistic you are. Yes, how women just care about other people so much. But you don't. You don't give a flying fuck about him. Not a single flying fuck do you care about this man. You only care about yourself. Go to him right now. Say, I am not sexually attracted to you anymore. If you marry me, you're going to be marrying a woman who doesn't want to have sex with you. We need to break the shit off. You need to go find yourself a real woman. There you go. That's what you do. You're welcome. Dear E. Jean, I'm a 31-year-old doctor with a specialty in pediatrics. Of course you are. I graduated at the top of my class. Sure you did. And I've always had this idea in my head about opening up a clinic in Africa. Because you see, I'm a white woman, and I would like to go to Africa where I can be railed by a bunch of black men. Because I've got this DNA, and it's European, and it's white, and I really need to get some mud in it. I really need to destroy my European DNA as much as possible and get that watered down. And I've just got to get impregnated, not just by black men, but by the blackest of black men. And I can only find those in Africa. So I want to go to Africa and open up my legs. I mean, open up a clinic. When I was a teenager, I went there with my family on a mission trip, and I'll never forget the looks on the people's faces when I spread my legs. Sorry, the look on people's faces when we offered medical help, food, shelter, etc. Right, exactly. Exactly. That's why you women love this kind of shit, because you like to go over there and you see all these black people that you regard as being lesser than you. You look at them as if they're pets. They're like rescue dogs. And you go over there and you're white and you're like, oh, look at me. I brought you food and medicine. And they all come over and they fawn all over you and they give you attention. You're probably also fat. You're not very good looking. In the United States, you can't get that kind of attention from alpha males, because you're not attractive enough. But you go to Africa, all they see is a white woman with food and aspirin, and they're going to do anything. You are going to fall all over themselves, kissing your ass. And you love it. Once again, you don't give a shit about them. This is about you. I couldn't forget the look on people's faces when we offered medical help, food, and shelter. Yes, because you're being idolized by these people. And that's what you need, because you're a fucking woman. You need constant attention. I swear to God, you know, I should set up a fucking website or something and provide advice to women in exchange for my, like, asshole consulting only for women. Hold on. My brain is working. I gotta think hard about this. How would I market this? How would I? Oh my God. Hang on. All right. Now I'm going to think about this. We got to get going. I'm getting some ideas in my head. All right. Since then, I've known that Africa is where I belong. However, here it comes, the man I'm going to marry, okay, here we go. Once again, we're about to find out the problem, right? The problem is obviously going to be the man, right? Because she's girl boss, strong, independent. She's going to go to Africa. She's going to help people. She's going to get railed by pox. She's going to get impregnated. She's going to spit out some half-breed children. She's not going to have to lose weight or be attractive, because the black people over there, they don't know what an attractive white woman even looks like. They just know that this woman's white, and any white woman is more attractive than almost any black woman, because black women are the ugliest women on earth. That's why even black men don't want them, and I don't blame them. However, the man I'm going to marry. See, now we get to the problem. The problem is the man she's going to marry. Okay, so she's going to marry this man. He is a problem. Why would you marry a man who is a problem? See what I'm saying when I say women can't think? When men are dumb enough to get married, no man marries. Boy, did I fucking misspeak there. I was about to say, and then I realized how wrong I was. No man ever marries a woman knowing that she's going to be a problem. Oh boy, was I wrong. Wrong. Case in point. You guys remember Lucy, the married chick that I was sort of dating back in Fort Collins? I told you guys the whole story, yada, yada, yada. Like, her husband had known her for years and years and years. Her husband knew that she has mental problems. Her husband knew that she was a slut, that she is like, she's been railed by a lot of men. Okay, I'm not calling her a slut because she didn't have sex with me. She's been railed by, she told me this, I believe her. I totally believe her. I mean, she's got two kids that she put out for adoption. You don't get two kids without having cock inside of you, okay? She is a slut extraordinaire. She's been railed by miles and miles of cock. She's cheated on past boyfriends. And this guy married her knowing all of this about her. So yes, men are actually just as stupid. However, the man I'm going to marry, also a doctor, there's our first clue as to why she's going to marry him, even though he's a problem, thinks that my idea is futile and my nonprofit clinic would lose money. Yes, your idea is futile, and yes, your nonprofit will lose money. Do I care about money? Question mark. No! Exclamation mark. No, you don't have to care about money because you're going to marry a doctor and he's going to support you and your fucking horses and your fucking fur babies and your fucking pox clinic. Do I care about money? No! Well, you fucking need to, you stupid whore. Okay, so if you don't care about money, when you divorce him, are you going to let him keep all of his money and property, or are you going to take half of it? A fucking woman telling us she doesn't care about money. Who are you trying to convince? Yourself? Because you're sure as fuck not convincing me. I just want to help people, and he won't support me. Hold on, girl boss, strong independent, you're a fucking doctor. Why do you need a man to support you? Why are you dependent on the patriarchy for support? Go start your fucking nonprofit and service your pox with your vagina. Why do you need him to support you? He thinks I should volunteer with Doctors Without Borders for 2 weeks every year. Well, he's an idiot also. But I'm not ready to give up on my dream. She has a dream, guys. She dreams of being railed by miles and miles of African cock. If he really loved me, they're all there. Yeah, if you really loved me. If he really loved me, wouldn't he support me? No, if he really loves you and you're going to do something stupid, it's up to him as the fucking man to tell you you're a dumb bitch. That's if he fucking loves you. Okay, if a man really loves a woman, this is a fact what I'm saying right now. If a man actually loves a woman, he tells her when she's a stupid bitch. Hands down, you, no, you're not doing that. You're a dumb bitch. Shut the fuck up. That's love. Love is not just fucking supporting some goddamn broad, no matter what the fuck she wants to do, and no matter how stupid it is. Could I lose him in the process? Question mark. Should I keep the dream or the dream guy? Neither. Neither. Once again, don't marry him. Do not ruin his fucking life because you're a goddamn selfish fucking whore. God damn it! Women should be property! And make babies!
What is beautiful in a woman
is when they shut the fuck up and do what they're told.
Defined by men.
That's what makes them beautiful and attractive. Shutting up, shutting up, shutting up, and obeying.
It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Well, especially since they're half-breeds.
They think that having a good job means that they...
My career! I'm a non-profit clinic!
Office job or non-profit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented. Women are all about protecting their feelings.
My feels!
They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
And their entire Instagram feed is a fucking lie. It's lie after lie after lie. It's objectification of themselves. And they go, oh my God, I can't believe a man looked at me. Sweetheart, you should be grateful that a man fucking looks at you. Because you don't look, in reality, like what you look like on InstaThought.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.